This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Walt Edwards. The federal court system has decided to put nearly all legal documents online. The Judicial Conference of the United States made the decision despite concerns the information could be misused by identity thieves, for example. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the struggle to balance the right to privacy with the right to allow access to public documents.
For years, the federal courts have been trying to be true to a basic principle, according to Judge John Lungstrom, Chief Federal Judge for the District of Kansas.
What is available in court files, in paper, to the public now at courthouses should be made available as much as possible online, electronically.
The huge federal judiciary has been moving in that direction. Civil and bankruptcy filings must now be made electronically so that anyone around the world can see them. But Lungstrom says the judiciary has not made all documents in criminal cases available online because of privacy concerns.
To protect the safety and security of particularly cooperating individuals, that is, people who might have been charged with a crime, and have entered into a plea bargain, and to keep them from being in a position where information about their cooperation could too readily fall into the hands of people who might want to do them harm.
And privacy advocates also worry identity thieves might rifle through legal filings searching for Social Security numbers and bank account information. On the other side, journalists and private investigators argue there's a public need to access that kind of information. Charles Pink, an investigator with Global Options in Washington, D.C., says he needs precise information about people for all kinds of reasons.
Locating witnesses for attorneys preparing for trial in, you know, civil and criminal matters. We use it to locate missing persons or heirs. Oftentimes, you have an estate and you can't find somebody. This is one way to find them.
So the Judicial Conference reached a compromise. Federal courts will begin posting all documents in criminal cases, but identifiers like Social Security numbers will be cut out from the online version of the documents to foil abuses such as identity theft. That means lawyers have to get out the whiteout and excise that information, and that can be a lot of work in big class action cases. But Richard Seymour, an attorney with the firm Leaf Cabraser, says he advises lawyers to get used to it now so they don't have to make a quick about-face later.
Because if you do it in all of your cases, you don't have to worry about what you filed 6 months ago, and now you find out that the court that you're in is going back and putting those filings on the web. So the safest course of action is to do it with all your filings.
Despite the extra work, this may be the rare federal decision that makes most everyone happy. Electronic access to legal texts is revolutionizing the work of attorneys, journalists, and activists. Chris Hufnagel is with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He says the decision to post all filings online puts average citizens on an equal footing with the big guys.
Affluent companies or investigators could always get that information, but then average people and solo practitioners had a greater difficulty accessing the information. So electronic access has really democratized access to court files.
The Judicial Conference spent years sampling public opinion and running pilot projects. The judges wrestled with an issue that has rattled many public agencies as they weigh the benefits and perils of online access. But the decision the judges reached indicates that it's hard to resist the pressure to put just about everything online. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.